great temptation these days is to edit the Bible, to delete this verse, tweak that one, all in the name of cultural relevance. After all, hey, things have changed since it was written all those years ago. That's the great temptation. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. You see it all the time, don't you? The world has drifted so far from the good and perfect and loving will of God that people actually applaud evil and perversion. And in their debauchery, they insist that God's people follow suit. Some have. In fact, large swathes of the church have. General Andre Cox, the former head of the Salvation Army, put it like this. Don't become deceived by what you see and what you hear in this world. There are voices that now invite us to write our own theology. So many people now interpret Scripture to suit their own personal leanings and desires that I bet you it will not be long before we see tailor-made Scriptures to satisfy any of our shortcomings. The Bible is the unquestionable authority for Christian living. Charles Spurgeon put it like this. The church does not determine what the Bible teaches. It is the Bible that determines what the church must teach. And God puts it thus. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. I'm certain that on Judgment Day, there'll be a good many people standing before God who'll wish that they'd been biblically correct rather than politically correct. Don't fall for this great temptation. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. That's His word, fresh for you today. And there is power in the word of God. I mean serious power to keep you firmly on the narrow path that leads to salvation. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.